don't know if anyone will ever hear this. I was carrying in the shopping, and he was waiting by my car, and he grabbed me. I kicked, and then I screamed. But he was bigger and stronger. No one was around to hear. He dragged me into his van, and he bound my hands and my feet. And then we drove for what seemed like hours. And finally we stopped at a big house in the woods. It was dark, but it looked like it was falling apart. He carried me into the basement immediately, so I didn't get a good look upstairs. Down here it's dark. There's just one bare light bulb lighting my space. It's dim. He pointed a gun at me, and he told me to strip. Oh, I can't remember. Then he threw me a plastic bag, and he told me to get dressed. I'm sure you can see it on the camera. It's white bra and white panties. They used to be white. Oh, God. The camera says the date. So I'm so thankful it's down here. Thank you. Thank you. Even if I have to look at what he's turned me into. A dirty toy with her hands cuffed and a collar choking her neck. At least I can record my testimony in case I am I going to die here? He told me to kneel. His gun was in his belt, so I thought I could run. He'd locked the door, though. He beat me for my attempted escape. All these bruises. All these marks. Black. And blue and red and green. They're what I have to show for my... for my willfulness. Then he dragged me by my hair and chained me to the wall. He said I was going to be fun to break. Then he left me here. It's been 2 days, I think. He hasn't come down once. I haven't eaten. I wasn't even given a bucket to piss in. And I can't take my knickers off with my hands chained up like this. So I have to piss myself. I have to wear these stained, wet knickers and kneel in my own urine. It smells so bad. I smell so bad. Fuck. I'm so hungry. I don't think I could stand right now, even if these chains weren't holding me down. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, my God, he's coming. Shh. Please. Please let me out. Oh, please. I won't tell anyone. I'll say I was on holiday. I'll say whatever you want. Just please let me out. You want me to call you sir? Yes, I can do that. Okay, sir. Will you please let me go? You just left me here with nothing. I need to eat. I need to shower. I need... Fuck, my tummy is growling so loud. You'll feed me if I suck your dick. I don't... Okay. I just have to ask for it. Are you serious? Oh, please, just... Fuck. Fuck, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Please don't hit me again. I'm sorry. I won't tell you what to do. Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. Can I suck your cock? Why? Not convincing enough. Please, sir. I am so hungry. And I need your cock in my mouth. Yes, thank you, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know you wanted me to swallow. You want me to lick it up off the floor. But I've been... But there's piss all over it. I'm sorry. Please put the gun away. Please put the gun away. I'll do it. I'd love to do it. Oh, what's that? Dog food. Oh, please. Please not dog food. I need real food. It's been days. I'm so hungry. Oh, please let me use my hands. Please. Please. I'm begging you. No. Don't go. Don't go. Please don't leave. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. It's been a few days since my last journal. I've been too broken, in too much pain to get my thoughts together. But I'm feeling stronger today, though. I just need to remember who I am and how strong I can be. My name is Lurky, and I'm 25 years old. I'm getting my master's in psychology. I'm smart. I can accomplish anything. He won't break me. I just need to act like he's winning for a little while. And his trust. It's the only way I'll be able to eat. I need my strength if I'm going to get out of here. I can hear him coming. Okay, I'm ready. I can do this, I'm ready. Yes, sir. I'm on my knees with my filthy little tongue out just for you. Will you please fuck my mouth? Oh, thank you, sir. I need it. Oh, Yes, sir. I swallowed every drop. Thank you so much for using my throat, sir. I'll be good for you. May I please have dinner? Oh, you have a gift for me first. New knickers. Oh my God, thank you, sir. I needed them. Yes, unchain me and let me change. I promise I won't run. Yes, I know better. You're right. These knickers are filthy. I've been wearing them for almost a week. Thank you so much, sir. These are going to feel so much better. What are you doing? What are you doing? What the fuck? I did everything you wanted. You didn't have to punish me. I was a good girl. Why are you wringing out my knickers? Why are you soaking my food in my piss? No, I'm not gonna eat that. I can't. I can't. The dog food was bad enough. Fuck no. I'll do something else. I'll do anything. Do you want to fuck me? You can have any hole you want. I'll even enjoy it. I promise. Just don't. Please don't pull my hair. I just want. Thank you, sir. You're right. I was being disobedient. I'll be better next time. Yes. Just please don't hurt me anymore. It's been almost a month since he first brought me here. I keep waiting for a chance to get out. For him to decide he's done with me. Or for him to slip up so I can escape. But I'm losing hope now. He clearly knows what he's doing. And if I wanted to escape, look at me. I can't go back into society after what he's done to me. Can I? No. Of course I can. I just need to focus. I can get out of here. I can. I can. Every night is more or less the same. He calls me his piss mop now. He won't even let me suck his dick for food anymore. Now he just pees all over me and makes me thank him. I'm getting used to it now. I don't mind the smell anymore. It's just what I smell like now. A used piss mop. A urinal in his basement. I can't believe I miss sucking his cock now. I miss slobbering all over it, feeling it twitch as he buries his load in the back of my throat. It beat this treatment by a mile. I'm even starting to like the taste of piss and dog food. God, what's wrong with me? Shit, he's coming. Please, sir, please use this filthy little urinal. Please let it serve its purpose. No? What do you mean, no? This piss horn needs to be used. It needs to earn its dinner. It's under your trust. You're going to undo its cuffs. No, I'm not blushing. It is not blushing. It is sorry. It will be honest with you. This piss whore is happy you trust it, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. It feels so good with its hands free. Yes, sir. It will fuck itself for you. May it take off its panties. Thank you, sir. It feels so good to touch its pussy again. Oh, it's been weeks. Oh, fuck. All this pent-up energy. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Oh, please take your dick out. Oh, this slut needs to see you stroke it while it fucks itself. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, you're so hot. Oh, sir's dick drives this slut crazy. Oh, if this whore is good, can it suck your cock later? It's been so long. It needs to feel your cock inside of it. Oh, fuck, it's gonna come. Oh, fuck, sir, keep stroking your cock. This cunt needs to see it as she comes. Please, sir, please. Oh, fuck. No, sir, no. Let go of my hand. Yes. I was so close. This slut was so close to coming. Please, please let go of its hand and let it fuck itself for you. Ah, let it come for you. No, 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 no. Please don't chain this all back up. Please, please. Please, please let this filthy cunt come for you, sir. No, don't leave. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Sir has kept his fuck toy chained in his basement for 2 months. He says it can't come until it is totally broken. Oh, this slut wants to break for her so badly. This slut needs to come. This cunt would do anything for sir to let his pathetic toy come for him. Oh, please, sir. Please. Please. It's been days. You've been edging your urinal slut so much and it needs to come so bad. Fuck toy just wants to make you happy. Fuck toy wants to break for you, sir. Yes, yes, you own its orgasms. You own its whole body. You own slut's mind and slut's heart and slut's soul. Oh, you own its mouth and its pussy. You own its ass. Please just let this filthy useless hole come. This piss hole will do anything. Yes, yes, it means that. Anything, anything. This wretched little cunt will be good. Just let it come for you, sir. Oh, you will. You will fuck its dirty little cunt. Yes. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, yes, it's already wet for you. This cunt has been drooling for days. Oh, holy shit. Your cock looks amazing, sir. Oh my God, it's beautiful and hard and, oh, are you gonna fuck your toy's pussy tonight? Finally. I've waited so fucking long for this. You've had this cunt here for 2 months. 2 months. And it thought about how you'd feel inside it almost every night. Oh, sir. Yes. Slut knows she fought it at first. But slut knows better now. Slut knows that you own it. That you always know what's right for it. That it has to obey, because it is pathetic and worthless and stupid. It needs you to fill its head with thoughts and to fill its holes with piss and cum. Oh, yes. Please let slut's hands free so it can present herself like a bitch in heat. Please fuck your fleshlight, sir. Yes, it knows that its pussy smells like piss. It is sorry you have to smell it. You shouldn't even have to look at something as disgusting as this. Thank you. Thank you for giving this worthless cunt attention. Oh, thank you for still fucking your toy instead of throwing it away. Oh, that feels good. Yes, yes, cunt meant what it said. Oh, thank you for filling this bitch in heat. Do you want it to bark for you? Oh, of course, sir. Of course. You make it eat dog food after all. You like it when your cunt barks and whines like a filthy puppy. Why did this piss slut ever fight you? This is where it belongs. How it belongs. This is slut's purpose. Getting filled by sir. Being owned by sir. Taking sir's cum. Please, sir, can this miserable little wretch come on your perfect cock? Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. is so happy to serve you, sir. Oh, thank you for fucking this disgusting little piss mop. Oh, yes. 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 Leave your stupid fucking whore here. With cum. With your cum dripping out of its pussy. It served its use for now. Oh, fuck. Thank you for giving Slut's life meaning, sir. It was lost without you. It would never try to leave.